Matty McGrath, TD, Tipperary.
My name is Maureen McGrath. I'm a second year student at NDCU.
And I'm Mairead McGrath.
And you have a little one here. Who's that?
This is Cara. She's almost 1 year and 8 months now, so she's running around. She's a bit mad, so you'll hear her again.
So we're here with the backdrop of the Rock of Cashel in the heart of Tipperary in Cashel. Matty, you're wearing a Vote No hat, a baseball cap, hashtag Save the Eighth. A bit like, you could say, Donald Trump's Make America Great Again in bright red. We're in this very historical, beautiful area of the country, the old monastery behind.
Oh, it's steeped in history. We're in the Buruburu Cultural Centre, a wonderful place of culture and heritage. And indeed, our backdrop is the famed Rock of Cashel, the High Kings of Munster. A place of pride and a place that represents Tipperary well, life and supporting life. And you can see a little grandchild here with us. And I walk every day of the week to protect people from the cradle to the grave. And in this case, from the case of unborn babies, also from the time of inception to natural death.
You've got your daughter in your arms here. She's 18 months old.
Thereabouts, she is. And she's actually the reason why I decided to vote no. I kind of didn't really have an opinion on it before. I kind of didn't want to get involved in it. But I actually had an unplanned, unwanted pregnancy in Canada. I went to the doctor, obviously distraught. The doctor, just all she could offer me really was to go for an abortion. And I was shocked. And twice in one conversation, she mentioned it to me. You know, she actually put the idea in my head. And, you know, some people say, look, at least you got the choice. But, like, I never felt I had a choice ever, because I saw a very strong heartbeat at 6 weeks and 4 days. And as unhappy as I was to know that I was pregnant, I could not deny that I saw another human life there, you know.
Is there anyone in your family that's going to vote yes, or all of you going to vote no?
I hope we're all on the no side anyway, but I can't speak for anyone else. I would imagine we would all be on the no side. We know the value of human life and that everyone deserves the same chance that we got, you know. So
do you all get on? Do you get on with your dad?
Yeah, I suppose we're a really close-knit family. There's 8 kids. We all are based close enough to home. Obviously, some of us have moved out. But no, we are very close. Obviously, we'd have a bit of friction, you know. We're all involved in politics and have a few debates here and there. But at the end of the day, you know, we all get on. We're not the worst. We fight. But like every family, they all fight.
It's usually good, anyway, between us, anyway. Most of the time, anyway. We all came from different perspectives, really.
Same with me, you know, there's 5 girls and 3 boys in our family, and we're all kind of involved for different reasons or involved in different ways in the campaign. But at the end of the day, this is a fundamental human right that we're talking about. So I think everybody could be in agreement with wanting to protect it.
You're up and down Tipperary. You're actually canvassing as we speak. You're knocking on doors. What is the reaction like on the door, Matty?
The reaction is very positive, very good. And I prefer to see the girls here. Maureen is on the national tour. Maureen is out every night and Saturdays and even Sundays and canvassing. So the reaction is good, mainly. Look, you never know when you knock at a door what story is behind that door. So we're out to listen to people too and engage with them respectfully, and we're getting a very, very measured response, very positive in the towns here in Tipperary. People are willing to engage with us, and we want to talk to them sensitively as well. And each time we're canvassing, we have more females by far than we have males, and we have all young people. You can see them.
Yeah, we always have a young crowd actually out, because I'm involved in the Tipperary canvass, and we'd be out in Clonmel and Care. And we always have more women than men and young people, and meeting people on doors, it's a great opportunity to talk to people, because a lot of people, the only information they might get is from the media. So, you know, it's great to have a chat with them and kind of address their concerns, and you know, it's very good. It's going very well. I feel it's going very well. I've been out for almost 11 weeks now, you know.
So there's 8 children, and how many grandchildren, Matty?
4.
Can you name them for me?
I can, of course. Edmund, Triona, Mairead, Cuivín, Maureen, Tressa, Matthew, and Caelan is our youngest, who's doing her junior cert.
You love family, but when we take this vote, when we take this referendum, rural Ireland, do you think they agree with you, or is there a split out there?
Well, there's a very positive, strong vote in rural Ireland. And first of all, I mentioned the girl's mother and my wife, Margaret. She's the mainstay of the family. So there's 10 of us, if you go away, and the 4 granddaughters then, you know, as well. So there is there's a healthy debate out there, but there's a lot of misinformation out there. Yeah. And people are now starting to focus and starting to fully understand that and realise that if they vote yes this time, they will never again get the chance to vote on this such a grave matter of life and death for future generations. So
I'm on the Vote No Roadshow, and I've been seeing that all around the country. I started in Donegal, and we've come down the west, and we've been meeting people on the streets, you know, doing town canvases, and people are really concerned. They have really genuine concerns, yeah, about the 12 weeks unlimited abortion restrictions, and that's frightening. You know, no disrespect to Dad, people don't really respect all politicians or trust them, you know, to do the right thing all the time. So this is a fundamental human right. It's the right to life, and we don't want to repeal it.
Maureen, how old are you?
I'm 19 years old and I'm in college.
So you're young. What about your friends in college? What do they think?
Well, a lot of them don't agree with me. A lot of them are on the yes side, and some of my best friends would be even campaigning for the yes side.
How does that make you feel?
Well, look, it's a healthy debate. You know, in every country, you have difference of opinion. And what's most important is that both sides are allowed to have their say. And I think sometimes that's been restricted. In college, I am kind of a lone wolf as a no voter. Because the media and people have a perception that people who are voting no are old, male and religious. I'm neither old nor male and not really religious either. So
But is your dad old? Is your dad male? How old are you, Matty?
I'd be 60 and 9/11 and 11th of September this year.
Did your family influence you, or was it your decision?
I think people brush off no campaigners as that, but like, they don't look at me, they don't look at my sister Mairead, they don't look at the Vote No Roadshow and the Clonmel canvas that are out every week, and majority of them are female and aged under 30.
Yeah.
You know,
there is a perception out there that there's not young people on this, because I canvassed a woman 2 weeks ago, and when she opened the door, she kind of was reluctant to talk to us. She assumed we were on the yes side because there was two good looking girls at the door, you know. So we're like, no, we're all for the no, and she was delighted to meet us.
But like, people are actually really surprised to meet young people. Like, I have some college exams in a couple of weeks, so I'm on study week at the moment, but I've taken a few days off to help in the campaign, because it's something that I feel that it's so important to meet people on the ground and tell them why we have concerns about this, why we as young people have concerns. This is about the right to life, and we don't want to repeal it.
What's it like having Matty McGrath as your dad?
Ah, sure, it's fine. Like, it has its challenges.
Of course it has. I'm not easy to get on with. I'm seldom at home, as they know. But look, they're great support. All my daughters, the five of them, are out canvassing and supporting. Even their youngest was in school, and she might be a lone warrior some days in the classroom, Caelan. No. And I didn't ask them or coerce them, or neither did their mother. I mean, it's just... And there is a myth there, and Maureen maybe played into there, that all young people, in college especially, are yes. No, they're not. There's many young people, and I can't believe it. Go down to town with us now, and you'll see the team that are here from all over the country and even the world. The young girl there from America volunteering here to help us out. And indeed, you know, we're getting young people all the time who want to be involved, want to be on Facebook, want to help us out. So they have courage as well, and they have values, and they want to respect them, and they're starting to focus on it now. We're not forcing anyone away to vote. It's democracy, but we believe that it will be a resounding no vote, certainly in Tipperary.
So what's it like having Matty McGrath as your father?
Well, we don't know any different, I suppose. We've been kind of brought up in the political life, so we're used to it, you know. It's been an election campaign since I was in secondary school, I think, so...
It would be weird, really, if Matty was a normal dad, you know, and was home every evening at 5 o'clock. But that's what we've grown up to know, and it would be different. It would be weird if it was any other way. Yeah. People always say to me, "God, it's so weird, you know," or "How do you find out with your dad being such a, you know, outspoken TD?" But we don't know anything else, and we're proud of him because, like, he is a TD that isn't afraid to voice his opinions, and he's very principled, and that's not common a lot in the Dáil at the moment, anyway. So no, we're very proud of him, and it's something that, you know, can't be said about a lot of TDs. They're principled and are willing to stick their neck out for these issues. There's not a doubt about it, like, that we are going to be voting no for this, because 12 weeks unrestricted for any reason is far too extreme, and we'll be voting no.
Listen, it's a long way to Tipperary, but it's a long way to the 25th of June, of May, and we want to get this referendum. So I'm out canvassing on the road again, and we're going to stay on the road until we have motivated enough people to retain the 8 in the Constitution in the interest of humanity for future generations.
Is he a strict dad?
They were more strict on him than he's strict on us.
We try to rein him in sometimes, you know, more than the other way around.
Yeah, definitely.
Does he discipline you?
I'm well past that stage. I'm trying to discipline my child over there, so yeah.
Yeah, well, he'd always try to keep our tabs on him, on us, but we've all moved out. I'm in college in Dublin now, so I'd actually spend a lot of time in Dublin with Dad during the week, you know, when he's up in the Dáil. Yeah, he does. But sure, really, I'm trying to keep him in line more than he's trying to keep me in line. No dirty tricks from either side. No, I can't speak for anybody else, but people, this is why I'm voting no.
And people appreciate it. Like, there's many doors that we've knocked on and people have actually shook our hands and thanked us for being out. Like, they didn't know what way they're voting. They didn't say, but they were genuinely thankful for us for being there and to give them the information.
And Maureen, do you want to go into politics like your dad?
Ah, no, not really. I like being in the background.
Ah, you do.
She's off to Washington, which I never got to when I was her age.
You're going to Washington.
I like being on the front line, but not in the firing line.
She's,
you know,
it's
Irish a tough
politics and going straight for the Americans, straight to the top, straight to the White House.
No, I'm going to Washington for the summer. For an 8-week internship with the Washington Ireland program. So I'm really lucky and excited to have been selected to that class.
You asked me about discipline. She passed me down the motorway. I was in 110, so I do try and discipline her, hold her back. So we're on a journey, and I don't like Mondays, the song. What do you want me to sing? I can sing, you know, Rise and Follow Matty or whatever, but, and they have risen and followed Matty, and they're following him to stand up for values and principles. So
we can be embarrassed by him sometimes too, but no, at the end of the day, we're very proud.
And why do you feel sometimes embarrassed by him?
Ah, you know him. He's a bit of a messer. You know, from previous experiences with Matty, he likes to sing and he's not the best singer. But he's a good man.
I'm just going to sing. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, but we're here today and we have a job of work to do, so we can't delay.